I'm Dave Anderson from the Flora Society, and this is Something Wild, our weekly examination of the flora and fauna of New Hampshire. With me, as always,
Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
Change is our topic this week.
Seasonal change?
Well, kind of, but I'm also thinking more about evolutionary change.
Well, that kind of change takes generations and generations to happen. So where do we start?
Simple. A black squirrel.
Some people get pretty excited if they see one. You don't see them around very often.
Well, that's because black squirrels are rare.
Well, thanks, Captain Obvious.
Well, what I mean is they're not a separate species.
Right. It's your garden variety gray squirrel. But a genetic mutation has given it a black fur coat.
And that has me thinking about the differences between animals like a blackish gray squirrel and those animals whose coats always change with the seasons.
All right, wait. Those are two really, really different things. Seasonal change in fur color is an evolutionary adaptation. But a black squirrel is more of a genetic anomaly, an accident, like a cat with six toes.
Yeah, but they may not be all that different.
What do you mean?
Well, let's start with the black squirrel. How does that happen?
Well, it's kind of the opposite of an albino.
Right. Albinism is a near or total lack of pigment seen in many creatures.
Like albino porcupines, domestic rabbits.
Musician Edgar Winter.
Even albino chickadees, Dave.
So albinism is the total lack of pigment, and an excess of pigment is called melanism.
Both melanism and albinism are genetic mutations, random tweaks in the genetic code, found in animals from jaguars to lobsters to peppered moths.
And the rare blackish gray squirrel.
But that's not the same as animals whose fur color changes annually, like the short-tailed weasel.
Well, no, not exactly.
Not exactly. The weasel has a reddish-brown coat, which is perfect for summer. In the winter, though, the weasel molts to an all-white coat, except for its black tail tip.
The snowshoe hare is the other New Hampshire species that's well known for changing coats seasonally.
These are impressive survival adaptations that species have developed over time for particular reasons. I still don't see the connection between these adaptations and albinism or melanism, which are basically accidents.
Not all genetic accidents become favorable evolutionary traits, but a few do confer survival advantages.
Genetic mutations provide variety in a population, and that allows natural selection to operate. Albinism doesn't appear to offer any specific advantages.
Well, not yet. But it could become advantageous at some time in the future as conditions change. Maybe when the zombie apocalypse arrives and the coat of the blackish gray squirrel will offer greater camouflage capability than his grayer cousins.
I don't buy it.
Natural selection operates over many generations. Evolution of an entirely new species takes eons.
And we'll likely still be arguing about that in eons.
I'm looking forward to that. And we're both looking forward to hearing your take on this topic as well. Chime in on the Something Wild comment section online or shoot us an email, somethingwild@nhpr.org. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
So albinism is to albinos what melanism is to melanos.
Wait, isn't that a cookie?
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.